Changing times and social circumstances mean that the support of relatives can't always be taken for granted.
When people are live together, you know, on the same village street, it's much easier. You can live next door to each other or across the road from each other, and help is so much easier to get. That aunts and uncles and grannies all live on the same area. But in Northern Ireland, it's not the same case. Your average house is so small here, 3-bedroom average house. You know, maybe the elderly person is living with the eldest son, which is quite often the tradition. Then the daughter, the married daughter, could be in Cookstown, say 50 miles away. You know, so you don't have the same convenience of that family network.
When Al and his wife began their new lives in Northern Ireland, they also brought Al's parents, who are both in their late 70s. Al's mum is blind and his father has limited mobility.
Basically, I translate everything for them. My father, despite his age, he's quite a keen on learner in English, but I do not expect him to learn a lot because of his age. At this moment, my father can call for a taxi, he can order the call, he can phone my office to ask for me. My mum, because of her quiet personality, she will be more unwilling to learn. But basically, they just cannot understand English at all.
Although Al and his wife provide substantial and regular support for his parents, they wouldn't describe themselves as carers.
A carer would be somebody not from the relationship of our family, you know, third party, you know, to do the care work, to look after the welfare of my parents. I will be, in my opinion, those people will be the carer. At the very first beginning, it's quite difficult for my wife because my parents are not her natural parents. But then because there is a huge age gap between my wife and my parents, so she can look after my parents based on the respectful of her age. And simply she just treat them as their grandparents, you know.
Al says his wife looks after their baby son and provides intimate care for her mother-in-law. He does, however, share domestic chores with his wife.
I do feel because sometimes I do have some uncomfortable feeling when I do such a thing. I just scare, you know, when I have been caught by someone, they will be laughing at me, you know, and I'm trying to do a lady's job. And yeah, basically that will be the situation and the psychological difficulty. It does not create any hard feeling in me. It's just a natural thing, just say inside myself, oh, come on, you know. But it's quite easy to cope with, you know. I just feel sometimes, you know, if I'm tidying up with something that time should be spent with my parent, I just feel a little bit of guilty, you know, why I was not there.